Senator from Grandview yields and inquiry from Senator Buchanan.
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, I was listening when you inquired of the senator from Newton about whether there were any appointees. I guess it was the Ethics Commission?
The Missouri Ethics Commission, yes.
Right, yes. And I have been told by Mr. Klar, who's the head of the Ethics Commission, that as of tomorrow, at the end of tomorrow, I guess, they won't have a quorum. And well, so they won't be able to look at any complaints.
I've not talked to anyone at the Ethics Commission about it, but I did read it in the Springfield Newsletter yesterday. It was actually an article about a new ethics complaint filed against the governor that essentially took the evidence, what was quotes in the paper about the donor list and the complaint requests that the $1,000 fine that was settled down to $100 be raised back to $1,000, and that because there was intentional misleading of the Ethics Commission, that he be charged with a Class A misdemeanor. The last paragraph of the article said that as of tomorrow, the Ethics Commission cannot meet because they don't have a quorum, and they don't have a quorum because the governor has not appointed anyone to fill the vacancy that's upon us. I've been in contact with folks at home who are concerned about it. So you're telling me, Mr. President.
Senator Buchanan.
Could we get some order in the chamber?
The Senate will come to order. Senators, please take your conversations to the side galleries or the rear of the chamber. Senator Buchanan, you may proceed.
So you're telling me, Ms. Senator, that there is an ethics complaint filed against the governor, and that as of tomorrow, there won't be a quorum on the Ethics Commission, and that in order for there to be a quorum to look at the ethics complaint that is filed against the governor himself will have to appoint someone to the Ethics Commission.
That is what I read in the Springfield Newsletter yesterday. And folks at home are doubly concerned because there have been complaints filed against local officials in Greene County, and those will not be able to be acted on either. When I read the last paragraph of that article, there was one phrase that came to mind: kangaroo court. Sort of a reversal of what you would imagine a kangaroo court, where it would convict someone. But they won't even be able to do their job because the person who's accused of the ethics violation has to appoint someone for them to do their job. Now, that is a no-brainer. That even if someone is appointed, I'm concerned at this point that we might see something unfold. Mr. President, could we please get some order in the chamber?
The Senate will come to order in the Senate chambers. I ask again if you take your conversation to the side galleries, to the back of the chamber. Senators, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm concerned that even if they do act and appoint someone, that we have a constitutional crisis now on our plate. The person who the ethics complaint was filed against has to appoint someone to decide his case.
And we have seen how the governor can insist that people are appointed only who kind of agree to do his bidding, as in the State Board of Education.
Oh, I spoke with one of those individuals, and they described to me the verbal arm twisting that went on.
Well, can you imagine the verbal arm twisting of the person who he would appoint to the Ethics Commission? Say, like, you know, you really need to kind of not find me guilty. I mean, that's just not cool.
Well, my first concern when I read the article was, oh, great, they can't even decide the case because he hasn't appointed someone. You know, appointments to boards and commissions have been a real concern of mine going back to the previous administration. We had close to 1,500 vacancies. We have really not made progress in that area. But now, as I think about it, I think that it would behoove us to consider. I brought some legislation before the body. I want to say it was in 2015. That if appointments were not made within 90 days by the governor, that the lieutenant governor could make those appointments. In this particular situation, I think it is very unwise, and it violates all checks and principles of checks and balances to allow the accused to appoint the judge. Now, how in the world does that work?
Well, what are the chances that the governor will actually appoint someone to the Ethics Commission anytime soon?
I think that it is well within the realm of common sense to find some bill that it's too late to file legislation, of course, but it's well within the realm of common sense to find some bill that deals with appointments or the Ethics Commission that would, in this particular situation, delegate that authority to the lieutenant governor or somebody.
He only has to appoint one person.
Well, now we have a real problem because the appointment was not made. They can't meet. They don't have a quorum. And it violates all principles of abstaining from the appearance of impropriety. We need to figure out how we're going to do that.
Well, there is another thing that I've become aware of that I'd like to discuss with you. And I read in the Huffington Post that Nick Ayers filed a personal financial disclosure. Do you know who Nick Ayers is?
I don't know that I do.
Well, I've probably there's seen a guy named Nick Ayers. And Nick Ayers is now the chief of staff of Vice President Mike Pence. And Nick Ayers owned a company called C5 Consulting.
Okay.
Okay, C5. Anyway, C5, his company, Nick Ayers' company, did work for ANU Missouri and for Greitens for governor, and Centene. Is that interesting? And guess who they employed? Austin Chambers. So Nick Ayers, his company, did work. I mean, and Austin Chambers was the person, you know, assigned, and did work for ANU Missouri and Greitens. And also there was work done for Centene. And you've heard me talk about Centene a lot. So you can just kind of, you know, connect more dots here.
When I was a kid running around on my granddad's farm, he always made sure that I watched out for the various and sundry piles so I didn't slip and fall down in it.
Yeah.
Because you get that stuff all over you, it's real hard to get it off.
Well, the question is, what can the Senate do to help solve the problem of the Ethics Commission?
Well, I'm going to be looking for a bill that we can amend to address this particular concern. And again, it's legislation that I filed, I think it was 2015, might have been 14, that would Because we could not get the sitting governor at the time to make appointments. In fact, the real problem was some of the departments had had acting, quote unquote, acting directors, which according to case law did not require confirmation by the Senate, and they'd been sitting there for 3 years, 2 and 3 years. It was a way to get around the constitutional requirement of advice and consent. I have had it up to my eyeballs with governors who do not want our advice and tried everything to get around our consent.
Well, if you do find a bill and you put an emergency clause on it so that it takes effect immediately, it still won't, because it would require the signature of the governor.
you therein see the problem.
There you go.
I think we have a constitutional crisis on our hands, Senator. And I think I'm sure the processes will play out. But I was very disturbed by that. And I know there are some county officials at home who are very disturbed that their ethics complaints will not be solved or settled in a timely fashion. And I think that's unfortunate for everyone involved. This is the farthest thing from leadership I have ever seen in my entire life.
It's amazing. And the complaint is very credible, because you know that the governor declared that he had received the donor list and declared that it was an in-kind contribution from the Mission Continues. But then we had the person who runs the Mission Continues say that they didn't give it to him. So, you know, there's something wrong there.
Well, I think there's really something to be said for principled public service. And there are so many people in this building who have delivered that to the citizens over the years. And they've operated with integrity. They've operated in forthrightness. And when something like this happens, it just is a stain on all of us. And I'm disturbed by it, but I'm equally disturbed that citizens would open the paper in Springfield and look at that and then paint us all with the brush of corruption, because it really looks like, well, they can't do their job because the accused has not appointed somebody to decide the case yet.
Well, you know, being that it's possible that this very governor could be there for 2.5 more years and never appoint anybody to the Ethics Commission, I can only think of one way while we could get past that. And do you know what it is? It would be to file a joint resolution and put it before the voters to fix the problem, because that does not require the governor's signature.
That's correct. That's true.
So maybe what we ought to do is, just while we're thinking about it, let's get that joint Senate joint resolution, get it filed, fix the problem, and send it over to the House, put it before the voters, then they can change the Constitution and demand that the problem get fixed. What do you think of that?
Well, we'll certainly explore all those possibilities, Senator. I'm grateful to visit with you about it, and I'm very perplexed. I'm very concerned, and I know the folks who have contacted me from Springfield are as well.
Well, I don't know. Can we still file Senate joint resolutions? Are we still in a place where we can file?
I don't believe we can file legislation at all at this point. So
unless we suspended the rules or something like that.
It would require a suspension of the rules.
Maybe we could amend that language onto a different SJR been filed, and then, you know, move that piece of legislation.
Well, we might have a problem with the single subject issue for constitutional amendments there, but it might be a better avenue to look at suspending rules. I don't know. I haven't looked at it that far, but I know I'm very, very concerned.
All right. Well, thank you for the report. Thank you, Mr. Buckle.
Thank you.
We are on the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House.